This week on Under Construction with Chadwicks.
Did you know that former professional rugby player, podcaster, author and rock god Brezzy used to work on the building sites?
I've worked in the sites for years. I used to work in demolition. I know what the vibe is of a site, but I always know there's one or two lads there that you can just sit beside and say something to. Peer-to-peer social support is one of the most effective forms of therapy.
Seatbelts on. Check your mirrors. Volume up. Up. The Under Construction podcast with Aidan Power and Fred Cook starts now.
And welcome to the podcast. Coming up, best-selling musician, podcaster and professional athlete Niall Breslin gives us some tips for handling stress on site. We hear about free health checks for tradespeople and we share your jokes to win the Tool of Dreams. Now this week we're going to try and make life work a little better for you. So if a bit of slagging is getting you down or you feel everyone else has it better than you, stick around because we've got some great tips on how to deal with fussy customers, bosses who ask too much, or employees who do too little. And speaking of which, here's Mr. Fred Cook. Hey, Fred, how are you?
Hey, I do loads of work.
Look, we're talking about mental health this week and the stresses and strains of everyday life and indeed work life. Now, as a comedian, which does appear to be one of the greatest jobs in the world, it seems to me as one of the most terrifying gigs one can do. When you stand on stage and you've got to make people laugh, how stressful is that?
I love it. It's great fun. And I guess the stress for me is nerves. And the nerves shows that I care. But, you know, it's good fun. Like, generally, you know, like, my jokes work on stage, so it's fine. You know, it's you know, even when people heckle me, the reason why they're heckling you is obviously because they're looking for attention. So ignoring the heckle, you know, you're already winning. And if they keep heckling you, well, then if you ask them a question that demands a mental thought, do you know if you know, with kids TV, when you ask a child a question, the child's natural inclination is to say, yeah, no, yeah, no.
So you have
to dig deeper. You have to ask them a question that they have to put some mental thought into it. And if you keep doing that, you know, you'll get them. You'll get them. They'll hang themselves.
All right, so Fred, I'm going to try and heckle you now, just for the crack, okay? And you give us an example of how you deal with an idiot like me, okay? Hey, you! You're that fella from the Spardads, isn't that right? Go on, I loved you in the Spardads!
Yeah. Well, okay, I would have ignored that. I would have kept talking. Do you know what I mean?
Because that was crap. That was crap, okay. I'm going to keep saying it.
No, nothing was crap. It was very good.
and it was truthful as well. You were in the Spardads.
It's a very relevant heckle. It's a very relevant topical heckle as well from 11 years ago. No, you're right. And I don't know where I'm gigging. The Spar ads are only coming out now. I don't know. Someplace in Roscommon. Oh, no way.
Listen, they've just hit the telly down
11,
there.
11 years later. No. So, okay, I would have ignored that. Do you know, I might have done a facial expression to acknowledge that guy with the crowd, but I would have ignored it and kept going. You know,
okay.
And maybe at that stage security would have been on it. You know,
really?
So, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Billy Connolly had a beautiful line that he says when someone was heckling him. He keeps talking. Oh, I'm just talking to you. I'm just going to keep talking to you so security can hear you, can see where you're coming from. So there's that feeling. No, one more. You have to go again. You got to go the second heckle because you're not even being that much of a nuisance yet in Roscommon. 11 years later, after the Spar-Rad came out. Come on, sorry.
I'm clearly too nice. I'm not making a good heckler.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Give me an example of a heckle you've got before that challenged you, and you had to go to war with this lad.
Yeah.
Hey, you. You're as funny as a kick in the hoop.
Okay, yeah. Okay, guys, sorry for bringing my dad with me tonight. You know, it's a bit awkward, but I can't afford the petrol. So already, okay, I brought laughter. I've acknowledged the heckle. So that was the second heckle. So I'm back into my show.
And then I'm not happy as the heckler because I'm not getting it. This is not playing out the way I want
it
to play out.
Exactly. So normally they'll shut up at that stage because they realize that they're not getting the attention.
But I've had too much to drink and I want to get a laugh. So I'm going to interrupt you again and pretend to take a phone call and go, yeah, my Fred Cook. No, not really.
Okay, so sorry, sir. You see, I'm too nice as well. I've rarely let it get to this stage of a heckle. You know what I mean? We're just going on the side of it. That
So, this was a worthy exercise. It hasn't worked, but you know, we're trying to demonstrate how you do handle the hecklers. Right, more on stress and dealing with that in the workplace. We're going to be talking to Brezzy in a little while. We also have our photo of the week, where you WhatsApp us a photo of some work you're proud of and share it with everyone listening. Now, right now, if you look at your phone or whatever you're using to listen to us on, you should see a photo of a cracking-looking woodshed. Now, this work is of Chadwick's customer, Colin Lynch, who sent us a WhatsApp message to tell us all about it.
Hey, guys. I've just finished building the woodshed. You know, all the material arrived on time, as you said it would. Got the whole project done. Woodshed's up, full of wood. Okay, so what I've done is I've built a open wooden structure. Of course, the biggest pain for having wood log piles is if you put them under polyurethane, when it's raining, you have to lift it back and you get soaked. So what we've done this time, open front woodshed. It's got a really steep angle on the roof. So we've got plywood roof, we've got roofing membrane on top of it, and then we've got some really thick felt on top of that. Then I went with some good treated wood for the uprights, and then for the base I went for marine ply. And the whole thing now, one of my goals was just to get two pieces that I didn't have to cut together. So I got the length right, just didn't do any cutting on the actual plywood, just assembled all that. And figuring the drop for the roof, I went with a standard length of wood. That's my 8 foot. And then I had a drop back down. I went back to a 6 foot at the back. There's my drop. It's a nice big drop and just enough space for a ton of wood. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Chadwicks.
Cheers, Colin. Thank you very much. And well explained as we look at the photo. We're getting the exact thought process and methods that went into it. What do you think of it, Fred?
I think it. You know, I guess we've got so much sunny weather now, but you can never prepare too much for the Irish weather. You know, like it's, you know, and it's, there's so much wood there as well. Just get the fire going at any minute, because that's the country that we are. Like, we're sunbathing now with sunburn, but we'll have snowfall falling onto those blisters any second. So well done. Well done for being organized.
Yeah, he's well set for whenever he needs to light the next fire, and it could be in the next 10 minutes. You never know.
Exactly.
Well, thanks, Colin. Now, if you can't see the photo of the shed on your particular podcast player, we will put a link to it in the show notes below. And remember, if you'd like to share a photo of some work you are proud of and share it with everyone listening as our photo of the week, you can just send us a WhatsApp of the photo and a voicemail telling us about it to 087 775 4555. And that number is also in the show description.
This is the Under Construction podcast from Chadwicks. Let's get it done.
Now, our guest this week is former professional rugby player, podcaster, author, and rock god, if we can call you that, Niall Breslin, better known to the world as Brezzy. How are you, Brezzy?
I am fantastic. Thank you. How are you all getting on?
Yeah, very good. Thanks so much for joining us. We're going to have an interesting conversation around mental health this week on the podcast. Brezzy, as somebody who's been so successful in life, people might be surprised to know that behind the scenes, things weren't going well for you for a long, long time. Will you take us back to your rugby career and when you started to struggle?
Yeah, I struggled from day one going into professional rugby. I remember going to Australia for the Under-21s World Cup. And I think it was one of the only players who played every game at that World Cup. And it was like five games in 2 weeks, which is just, it's a disaster zone for a rugby player. And I was put together with super glue when I came home. Like, injuries everywhere. And I remember on the flight back from Sydney, my hair fell out. Like, little clumps of it falling out. Jeez. And I was like, this was just, my body was just absolutely on the ground. And when I landed, I got offered a professional contract. That was the kind of day. And then I was delighted to get a contract, but I really wasn't very well. And I probably should have, it's easy for me to say that now, but I should have been looking for help at that point. But like, professional contract, 21, let's go for it. And I took it. And I first two and a half years at Leinster, I just survived. I wasn't eating that much. I wasn't sleeping. And funny enough, I interviewed my old Leinster coach, Matt Williams, on the podcast, because the last time I saw him was about 2 years ago out in Virgin Media. And he said to me, I missed you, but I never missed anyone else after you. And his perception of me when I was a professional athlete, that I had a drink problem and I was lazy. And he couldn't have been further from the truth, because he couldn't look past my behavior. He could only see what was surface level, which was that I was not sleeping. So obviously I wasn't functioning at that level I should be functioning at. and I was well capable of. But it was a very emotional conversation to have with your coach, to tell him all the stuff you wish you told him when you were playing. And here's the thing, one of the players I played with and he coached as well after that died of suicide. And we always felt this was the kind of conversation that should have been happening in 2003 and 2004, which made me promise myself, if I ever found myself in a position to have this conversation again publicly, that I would do it. Because I've just watched not just athletes, but generally my community, my friends, my family struggle for years and pretend there's nothing wrong. And I just had enough of that shit. I have enough living in a country that does that. And Ireland has had a dark past. Mm-hmm. And we can't change that, but we can absolutely look at the future in a different way.
So where we're at now, and there'll be people listening to this podcast, they might be driving to a job, they might be going, I can relate to what this guy is saying, but I don't feel I can talk about it. And that may be because I work in a particular industry and I work on a site with a load of other lads, and the environment isn't conducive to that. What would you say to people like that?
Well, I've worked in the sites for years. That was my summer job. I used to work in demolition with... I know what the vibe is of a site, but I always know there's one or two lads there that you can just sit beside and say something to. And really think that's important. Peer support, peer-to-peer social support. We know through research, peer-to-peer social support is one of the most effective forms of therapy. The ability to turn to colleagues, friends, and family and not to be judged. Now, if you're struggling or a friend says they're struggling to you, your only job is to not judge them. It's not to fix them. You're not there to fix anybody. You know, you're not a professional. So your job is to create a space of non-judgment. And if you look at building sites, for example, it's an immensely difficult job. It is so energy sapping. Sometimes you don't get enough sleep. Sometimes you don't eat for the whole day. And all these other things thrown on top of it. And your defenses get low and your energy levels get low. And it could be some other shit going on at home that nobody knows about, relationship problems, problems with your kids. We never know. And if we don't change this, we're just going to be having this conversation in 15 years because the health system isn't fixing this. The health system is not fixing this problem. It doesn't have the capacity to fix it unless it totally rehauls itself and changes the model of how we treat people with mental health issues and how we support them. But we have huge power as individuals to change this. And it starts with us within whatever building site you're in, whatever group you're in, find one person and find a way to build that peer support network within that setting. Because I can guarantee you every site across the country, there's a few people that are struggling to get out of bed to face their day. And you could make that so much more supportive for them.
Okay. So a couple of other topics, Brezzy, that may affect people in the trade. And it's brilliant you have the experience of doing it. I mean, did you ever find that rejection was an issue as a tradesperson? If someone was to criticise your work, to question it, or that you'd be comparing yourself to other people?
Well, I was in demolition, so my job was for people to hate my work. I used to go in and beat them. Do you know what my job, like one of the toughest jobs I have ever had was Maynooth. And the irony of this, I was working with a guy, a builder contractor called Michael Kelly. And our job for the summer was to can go hammer out all the solid concrete altars. Whatever they were doing to Maynooth, Maynooth decided religion was going nowhere. So they probably got rid of all the altars. And I was like, no, better lad who got his arse kicked in by Christian Brothers for fucking 8 years. Let me in there with a can go hammer. And I literally lumped the shit out of that place. And people would come out and you could just see my eyes. And I would then have to go training. I was playing county at the time, and I'd have to go home training. But my arms would still be like this in the pitch from the shaking from holding this yoke. But yeah, utterly, if anyone came in and said you didn't absolutely demolish the shite out, then I feel it rejected because my job is to break things, not make them. Which was a brilliant job. And in my own new house that I'm living in now, I've still held on to that trait. I am brilliant at breaking things here. I have not a clue how to fix them.
Right.
But in saying that, rejection is a huge part of the creative industry. Fred, you understand, like when you do what we do, you have to get used to that horrible fear of rejection. I've put out music that's been absolutely ripped apart. And that's the nature of being creative. I put out pieces of any creative art that people have both supported and people have laughed at. It's part of your job, and it's not easy.
But you find it hard, Brezzy? I guess I find it personally hard sometimes, and I try to stop doing it and just look after my own work. But comparing myself to other comedians, mm-hmm. are their success.
Comparison is the thief. Comparison is the thief of joy, Fred, as they say.
Yeah,
and that's what we do. That is a huge part of a lot of our struggles is our constant need to compare ourselves to others. And that has always been the way in the world, but we've never been kind of exposed to so much access to information in any given day now. So we're seeing so much to compare ourselves to every single day. And that is overwhelming. Like in the music industry, I used to be like that, to be honest with you, Fred. But then I actually got a lot more, I kind of got this space that the only thing I control here is the value of my work and what I do. I can't control anything else. And in your game and in my game, there's a huge element of luck as well. You can be zeitgeisty. Yeah. You can be in on any given week and laughed at the next week. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I do find that is part of it. But the thing about this, lads, is everyone talks about this stuff as if it's oh my God, it's normal. These are normal human responses.
Yeah.
This is how we're built. This is how we're designed. And I always say, my tagline is we're all fucked up. But some of us are better at it. And I just want to teach people to be better at it. That's
okay. I like that. That's a good tagline. We're going to get that on a T-shirt. Brezzy, what about conflict? And I'm curious to know from your experience of both being in a dressing room and on a site, if there's any comparisons or similarities between the environments that exist. There'll always be alpha characters, dominant figures, bullying, things like that, hierarchy, mm-hmm. pecking orders. Is there a comparison to be made there?
Yeah, conflict is also an immensely normal part of the human condition. The issue with conflict is when we avoid it. So the three ways we deal with conflict, if generally, is passive aggression. That's one way. Confrontational, the person who just gets up in your face and screams at you thinking that's going to change anything. And then there's the avoidant communicator, the person who goes, I don't want any drama. You know that person. None of them work. In the history of humankind, that way to communicate around conflict does not work. We call it mindful communication. And there's a man called Marshall Rosenberg, and I've studied his work. It's called nonviolent communication. And basically the starting point of a conflict is to try and see the opinion of the other person, change the lens on how you're looking at it, even if you don't agree with them. And what that does is we always think everybody's intention is, because of social media, is to hurt us or to offend us. It's not. You know, generally, if people are acting like a dick, there's probably a good reason they're acting like a dick. And if you've got the emotional intelligence to look beyond that, that makes you a far bigger person. So that's what I always do. If somebody says something aggressive or conflicting towards me, first thing I try to do is like, why are they saying that to me? Is there a reason? Has something happened to them? And then you might get to the point where they're just being dicks and you call them on it. But yeah, passive aggression is the one you got to watch, because what that does is, so if Aiden, you say to me something passive aggressive and I react, then you can go, oh, well, you're just being sensitive. Mm-hmm. And oh, no, you bollocks. You don't get it both ways now. Mm-hmm. And this creates tension, bad energy, bad for productivity, bad for mental health. It's not rocket science. So that's what I would say. Change the lens on how you process. And that's the problem with social media. We do the complete opposite of that. You look at this weekend with the rubbish in the street and the parties. Every person in that debate had valid arguments. You know, some of them were not, like, for example, it was valid to say that these young people are going to do this. They protected older people by doing what they were told. They're going to go and party. That's what I would have done every day, all day. That is in their DNA to do it. They should have been provided with better resources. They shouldn't have pissed and shat all over the place. They shouldn't have left rubbish everywhere. But that is this. We've created this binary thing where it's just three groups of people screaming at each other, and no one's listening. No one wants to listen anymore. And yesterday, for example, where I'm staying at the moment, every night, loads of teenagers, you know, go out there and party, but they've left two massive industrial bins. There wasn't one piece of rubbish on the ground this morning. So I'm okay with that. So yeah, so that's what I'm trying to say is stop this binary, you know, us versus them. It's great for politics and it's great for marketing, but it's shit for people.
Mm. Yeah. Now, as well as doing all this fabulous work and helping people, you're also doing a bit of building, and we're going to find out more about that on our pod quiz, which is coming up in just a few minutes.
Jesus.
Under construction with Chadwicks. New episodes every Monday on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, we have a little competition going on where we want to fix you up with something in Chadwicks that maybe is a luxury or on your wish list, something you want, but you don't want to drop a couple of hundred quid on it. We call that thing the Tool of Dreams. And each week, Fred likes to do a parody on the Tool of Dreams. So, Fred, for this week, I'm thinking your challenge is going to be brothers. So you can either do it in the style of John and Edward, a.k.a. Jedward, or Noel and Liam, Oasis.
Okay, you know the answer to that one. Here's my Jedward impression. Come on. Let's give it a go. Let's give Oasis a go.
Oasis a go. All right, do it, Fred.
All my people in construction, you want the tool of dreams. Tool of dreams. Yeah, yeah. Well, give us your joke.
Boom. Was that Liam, was it?
That was Liam, yeah.
Ah, oh, man, it's very good, isn't it?
It's a shame.
Yeah, mine was chaos. Okay, we will move on. Right, to get it, all we are asking you to do, and by get it, I mean the Tool of Dreams, is WhatsApp us your joke or funny story to 087-775-4555. The 10 we use across the podcast series are in the draw to win your very own Tool of Dreams next month. So here is this week's joke. It is from Joe in Knockline, who picked up on our podcast last week about apprentices.
So he was constantly late, this guy was, right? And the foreman had a pain in his arse from. And when he says to them, look, that guy's in late again, tell him I'm going to have a P45 here tomorrow with his name on it, you know. So he went back up to the site, and of course the apprentice comes in late. And I was like, listen, Darry, you're late again for work. I says, the foreman told me, if you're late tomorrow, he's going to have a P45 with your name on it. And without batting an eyelid, he turned around and says, what, P45? Does he think he's the only one that can get a gun? Well, he can get a gun as well. Needless to say, he was late the next day and he got the bullet. So,
Hey. Double whammy. Nice one, Joe. Right, Fred, your thoughts on Joe's joke. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely hilarious. I can kind of relate to it because I was always turning up late for work myself.
Okay.
So, the P45, do you know, that is something so obvious, but I didn't see it coming. Do you know what I mean? It's brilliant. Brilliant.
Nice, Joe. You are getting rave reviews from Fred Cook. So if you have a story or a joke that beats that, send us a WhatsApp message with your joke to 087-775-4555. And of course, you'll find that number in the show description on your phone right now.
The Under Construction Podcast from Chadwicks. Get it automatically by clicking the follow button on your podcast app right now.
Now let's go to Limerick, where the man running the Chadwick operation is Niall McGann. Niall, welcome to the podcast. How are you?
Very good. Morning, gents. How are you all?
All very well, thanks. Niall, you've been doing this a while now in the Builders Merchants. It's a family business. Going how far back for you?
Going back, well, the family business was 87, but we sold to the Chadwick Group in 2007. So I was based in Ennis for a couple of years, and now I'm running Limerick.
Right, okay. So from a very young age, this is all you've known?
Pretty much, yes.
I see. Now, yeah. What have you seen change in the last 20 years plus?
Oh, there's been a lot of change in terms of building styles, building types, the materials used. Regulation has changed, obviously, over the years. Standards have improved and work practices have improved as well. Training, health and safety. So I suppose it's been changed right across the board, really. Nothing massive in any particular, no big jump, but just consistent change over that time. Improvements. Yeah.
So workers' attitudes are changing to health and well-being.
Oh, I'd say definitely, yes. Yeah absolutely. Certainly, from our side, there's been a huge progression. And you can see the tradespeople themselves, as time passes by, I suppose things started at a very basic level, with high vis and stuff like that, but it has progressed quite rapidly and there is a good take up. Initially, these changes can be seen as a nuisance or time consuming or distracting you from the real job, but I think everyone is taken on board that they're for everyone's benefit and everyone's safety. Yeah.
Now, Chadwicks did some research on health and safety recently. What did it say, Niall?
Yeah, there was about 340 odd people surveyed, just basically on their general health and well-being. The results of that were varying. Almost half of those surveyed didn't get an annual health check. Almost a quarter had worked through an illness, and 39% of tradesmen don't exercise regularly at all. So it was quite varying. It was spread quite across the age groups. So we a lot of people had injuries and aches and pains as a result of their job. Back pain being the most prevalent one of those. People reporting shoulder pain, neck pain, stuff like that.
Now, as a result, Chadwick's introduced the National Tradesperson's Check. How did that work, Niall?
Yeah, we launched an initiative allowing people to get their health checked in branch, effectively. So it was very time effective for the tradespeople. And we promoted that through all our social media channels and word of mouth and in the branch. So the guys booked a slot online, a 15-minute slot. They presented themselves into the branch. So a member of staff would have brought them to the private office and introduced them to the nurse. It was a very, very private and individual and confidential service. So the nurse then checked height, weight, BMI, blood pressure, the finger prick test, gauging cholesterol and glucose levels. So it was a good check.
Yeah, like a kind of free NCT. It's a really novel thing to offer from a builder supplier to give a free health check as well. What was the reaction from customers like?
Yeah, the take up was huge, very positive. Initially, we had it open to employees to avail of it if there were free slots, but the take up was so positive that they didn't actually work out. So, it was very well received by the trade.
And is there plans to do it again?
Yeah, we are planning to launch it again in September, providing COVID restrictions allow us. So, yeah, we'll be promoting the same initiative later in the year once COVID allows us to fix a date.
That's great to hear, Niall. Now, you mentioned briefly about clothing earlier on, about yellow vests and things like that. What else is important to keep you physically safe when you're doing the job?
There's no one rule fits all, really, depending on your trade or what your particular job is. But appropriate footwear, gloves, proper attire for the job, harnesses, work pants, helmets. So all that type of stuff, depending on what you're doing in a particular job.
Yeah. And when you look at gear, is there one thing to keep in mind that can really help you on the job?
There's not one thing that really sticks out. I suppose the most important thing is that you're wearing the appropriate gear, that you have your hands free, that you have the proper tool belt or the proper pockets, to hold all your tools or whatever is needed to do the job. So you have your hands free. So you can operate the machine you're using properly, or if you're at height, that you have your hands free to climb the scaffold or the ladder or whatever it is you're using. It's hard to have a one thing fits all because the work is so varied.
So looking at, the future of construction, Niall, in your personal opinion, what's going to happen in construction over the next 12 months?
I suppose COVID had kind of given us a blip there over the last 18 months. So that underlying demand for housing is still very strong. And we're kind of in a catch-up scenario at the moment, which is putting pressure on supply. But the demand is certainly very strong. So in the short-term future, it looks like the construction industry is going to be very strong.
Okay, so it's flat to the mat for the foreseeable.
Absolutely, yeah. We're enjoying... It brings its own day-to-day problems, but we're enjoying the flat to the mat at the moment. Yes, it's very.
Are you saying you're working?
Trade is very strong.
Are you saying you're working too hard down there in Limerick? No,
I wouldn't say that. No, I wouldn't say that. But the whole team are working very hard.
Keeping it all going. Well, Niall, thanks so much for joining on the podcast. It's been a pleasure to chat to you.
Thank you very much, guys. Enjoy your day.
Trade talk, tips and banter. This is the Under Construction Podcast from Chadwicks. Let's get it done.
Now, Brezzy is back with us, and as well as being a TV star, prime podcaster, and rock god, Brezzy, you're adding builder to the CV? Is that what you'd call it? Or are you coordinator?
No, my demolition days are still well and truly within my DNA and system. I have been amazing at knocking stuff down here. I've floored it with my mates. Dave Moore actually helped me floor it. And he refused to come out. The hardest job I've ever done, and I mean ever job, and that includes the altars, is sanding. It is horrendous. And as you can see, there's these big windows have just wooden frames and they're all around the house. And I didn't like the color of the wood and I went, oh, I'll sand it. And I took out a little piece of sanding, just a little sander, like hand sander. And my mate Liam came in and he goes, what are you doing with that? And I'm sanding that. He says, you will be sanding that to 2055 if you if you're using that. You need a belt sander. So I went into Chadwick's and asked for a belt sander, which is just where I am at. And I got the belt sander and I brought it in, and it was the toughest job I've ever done. Yeah. There's no doubt. And my mum came. I came home. It's teak. And I came home and my mum goes, were you away? I said, why? She goes, you have a great tan. It was the teak bet into my skin that came off. I swear to God, it looked like I'd been in Lanzarote for a month. And it's still bits of it there. So yeah, anyone who does that job, you're a rock and roll star.
Yeah, the prep is always the hard bit. Well, Brezzy, you're going to do the pod quiz this week now. You're playing on behalf of a Chadwick's customer. His name is Andy O'Neill. He's from Mead. Fred, what can you tell us about him?
Andy O'Neill is a bricklayer, loves his blue van and cannot wait to go on holidays to Spain, if he can. There's almost like a song in that bit there, but I won't use that one. I've written a song for him exclusively as a voice message on his phone, and the only thing stopping him from getting this voice message is Brezzy.
And can we say, Andy, if you can't get to Spain on your holidays, just come over to my house. I have a bit more teak to do here and we'll get you a lovely colour.
Yeah, he's the perfect man for the job. So, Andy, yeah. Here's your prize. You get Fred's voicemail and you get to go and work in Brezzy's gaff as well.
Yeah.
Only if Brezzy can get at least three questions right in the next 60 seconds. Are you ready to go, Brezzy?
Yes, let's do it.
Question one. On a kitchen extension, do you install water pipes on the first or second fix?
On the first fix.
Yes.
Question two. Did Bucky's back the current Heineken Cup champions to win or to lose?
To win.
Karong. To lose. I tried to give you the answer. I didn't even understand the question.
Karong.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Question three. True or false, there is such a thing as a double-headed nail?
False.
No, it's true. Duplex nail, it's called.
That's bullshit.
Okay. Complete the lyric. Trust me, I'm a doctor. I know
what I'm doing. I actually
Yes. Okay.
You know what you're doing and you got it right.
True or false? Chadwick's was first founded in 1902.
True.
Yes!
Name the two brothers from Oasis.
Time's up, Fred.
No. He started, so he finished.
There's a bit of a... Come on, we started, so we finished.
The two brothers from Oasis are Noel and Liam.
You got it. And we didn't need that one. We had got three, but Liam and Noel gives you and four.
That nail one was... I'm bullshit. It's like a belt sander or skirting ladder was the other thing.
Oh, we were talking about these last week. What else did we have, Fred?
A bucket of steam.
Yeah, or being sent to Chadwick's to buy the bubble for the spirit level.
Well, do you know, they did that to me. My first building job, my second year, I was 18 years of age and they went, oh, we'll get this guy, and they brought me in and they thought it'll be hilarious to send me to the hardware store. And I went, yeah, no bother, lads. I went straight to the pub for 2 hours and I came back and I went, they didn't have any of those things, lads.
Hey, nicely done. Well, Brezzy, your efforts have scored Andy in his blue van waiting to go to Spain on his holidays. His song from Fred.
You've reached the phone of Andy O'Neill, so please leave a message whatever way you feel. And I know a response is your greatest need, but I'm the busiest brick layer in need, so leave a message.
Fred, nicely done. If you would like to get Fred to do your voicemail, just say, you're getting a charity round of applause from Brezzy.
No, sorry. I just caught two flies in my hand.
If you'd like Fred to do your voicemail, you can send us a WhatsApp. The number is 087-7754-555. And you'll find that number in the show description right now. Brezzy, it's been an absolute pleasure chatting with you. Good luck with all the work you're getting done on the gaff and everything else that you do. Thanks, pal.
Thanks a million, guys. Take care.
This is the Under Construction podcast from Chadwick's. Ireland's leading builders merchants and home improvement specialists.
And that is it for this week. A really interesting conversation. Fred, what did we learn?
Well, I think what we learned is if you're called Niall, you're sound and you're really helpful.
Well said. Yeah, thank you to Niall Breslin and to Niall McGann at Chadwicks in Limerick. And to you for listening. Now, if you want our WhatsApp number to win our competition or send in your photo of the week, our contact details are in the show notes, along with all the details and links for our show today. We will be back with another podcast next Monday. And remember to hit the follow button on your podcast app to get under construction every week. Until next time, from me, Aidan Power, and Mr. Fred Cook, have a great week.
The Under Construction podcast is produced by dustpod.ie for Chadwicks, Ireland's leading builders merchants company, where you can choose from the best products and expert advice to get the job done. Drop into any of our 40 plus stores nationwide or visit us online at chadwicks.ie. Chadwicks, let's get it done.